I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 15th. It is almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and welcome to the Walk with God podcast. This is the fourth episode, and I'm so glad that you are willing to take time out of your day to just study and listen to this to see if there's something that would be able to help you in your faith, in your journey to making heaven your home. And so today, let's talk about partiality or favoritism, just depending on how you want to view it. We tend to show partiality all of the time. It's just kind of second nature for us. We just kind of do it, and we don't even blink. We don't think about it. And we do it especially in the sense or in the realm of categorizing sin, right? I'm thinking of like three categories. So you've got the really, really bad sins, and then you've got the bad sins. But then you have the not so bad sins, the ones that, you know, people just don't bat an eye at. And so people are so quick to just say, well, yeah, I'm a sinner, but the ones that I commit really aren't the bad ones. I shouldn't be hellbound for the ones that I commit, because I would never commit anything like murder or adultery. My sins are the smaller stuff. Like, I just have the bad thoughts in my mind. You know, I never verbalize it. I just think it. Or sometimes I'll lose my temper. Or, and this is probably the biggie, this is probably the one that almost everybody is guilty of, spreading just a little bit of gossip. What about being impatient? What about being irritable? Everyone does that stuff, right? So that makes it okay. Does any of this sound familiar? Hopefully we have a mirror in front of us and that we're making some reflections here. But let's think about what James was writing and what he says regarding this argument of, yeah, we show favoritism. You know, some people, they have no problem with admitting that they show favoritism or partiality to sin. But at least I'm not doing XYZ. You know, we're going to overlook the little white lies, the bad thoughts, but the murder, the adultery, the addicted to pornography, smoking cigarettes, alcohol. And I mean, I could list them all, well, not literally all of them, but I could list a ton of them. And I'm sure probably somewhere along the lines, someone would eventually get triggered. Someone would be offended. But this is the reality. This is the reality of sin. Sin is ugly. Sin separates us from God. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. But let's look at what James says in regard to this kind of reasoning, this kind of logic, this ideology that we have regarding partiality and favoritism. Over in James chapter 2, verse 9 through 13, he tells us, but if you show partiality, you commit sin. Now, I want us to understand, before I go any further in this reading, a sin by the very nature of it is the transgression of the will of God. and it separates us from God. All sin separates us from God. Stop trivializing it. Stop trying to play semantics with it, saying, oh, well, that's really not a sin, or this, that, and the other, or that's not my intention, blah, blah, blah. It's just blah. Anytime I start hearing people speak like that, and I'm involved in that conversation, their words are going in one ear and out the other because I cannot take them seriously. I can't. And it's not that I've got everything figured out. It's that these people literally do not take sin seriously. And they placate it. They enable it. And it's frustrating. And I can only imagine how God feels about it. But look at this. If you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. So do we see the point that James is trying to make here? When we try to make some of our sins not as bad as others, we've already shown that we have a misunderstanding regarding sin. But see, that's the exact point that Jesus is making in Matthew chapter 5. Essentially what Jesus does here in Matthew 5, he tells them, he says, you know what? You know that the law says that it's wrong to murder, but I'm telling you to deal with the anger that's in your life, because it's the anger that's in your life that's going to eventually lead to what? To murder. So it's not the fact that, well, hey, look, as long as I don't commit murder, I can get ticked off and be irritable and be angry all the time. We're told to be angry and sin not. And yet the Jews, they had no problem with trying to justify themselves. And the people today in the 21st century still don't have a problem with it. Well, as long as I don't murder. Jesus also told him, he said, you know that adultery is wrong, but I'm telling you to quit thinking that way. Stop and clean up your dirty minds. That's what Jesus is saying. So when we think about favoritism and discrimination and prejudice, when we show these things in our life, when we show favoritism, when we are prejudiced, when we show partiality, we pat certain people on the back because you haven't really committed the really bad sin, so good job. You know, we're violating the very essence of what God wants in our relationships, not only with Him, but with one another. So we're willing to treat certain sinners very, very well, and then other sinners, well, you know, you're not in my clique. You know, you're committing the really bad sins. I can't be around you. We're committing the same sin as murder. Trigger warning. I guess I should have said that before. So this applies to how we treat people. If I disregard somebody because, just for some reason, I think that they are less of a human than me, I've missed the Bible's whole point about loving people, and I'm guilty of breaking all of it. I've missed the Bible's point that they were created in the image of God, you see. But sometimes we try to label it this way. We try to clean it up and say, well, you know what? You know that I would never murder anybody. But the question is, it's not so much are you willing to murder someone, are you willing to kill their reputation through gossip? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. You know, I would never attack someone physically, but am I willing to ignore them and treat them as subhuman? Am I willing to mock people and snub them? See, in the gospel, we are called to recognize everyone's value before God. And let me tell you something. everyone's going to stand before God and everybody's going to be judged by God. And it's all going to be by the same exact standard. And here's the reality. As sinners, we are all in the same boat. We all deserve death as far as spiritual death. I'm not talking about to physically die. Can sin bring about physical death? Absolutely. But I don't wish death upon anybody. I don't wish anyone to die spiritually. But if you die in your sins, that's a reality. And so that's what we're trying to keep ourselves from doing, from dying spiritually. And we need to stop categorizing or placing certain sins in, well, that's the really bad box, or, well, this is the bad box, and then this one is, eh. You know, we don't even think twice about it. We're just going to do it and move on, and God just has to accept it because that's just who we are. That's how he made me, right? We need to recognize that we have a sin problem. And it is only then can we truly submit our lives to God. And when we submit our lives to God in faith, right? Think about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. What was the it? It was his faith. God told him to get up and go. So what did he do? He got up and went. Headed to a foreign land, one that he'd never been to, one that he never knew about. And God led him every step of the way, so long as Abraham got up and went. He would pitch his tent, build an altar, make sacrifice, all sorts of things in his life. He was promised a son. Yeah, Ishmael came along, but that wasn't the promised one. God said, that's not the one. Then comes Isaac. Abraham and Sarah were old, and yet it's because of their faith, because of their trust in God. And then they obeyed God. I don't know why people are trying to make this difficult in reference to faith. The Bible makes it abundantly clear. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And that faith is going to consist of conviction. It's going to consist of trust. And it's definitely going to consist of obedience. And if you're missing any of those aspects in your life, you do not have biblical saving faith. Furthermore, just to draw the point to a close, if you have partiality in your life, favoritism in regards to certain sins. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to keep this sin because it's really not that bad. You're not in a good boat right now. I hope these are some things that you'll think about. I hope these podcasts are encouraging to you. And Lord willing, we'll get back with you next week. Have a wonderful week.